Last month in Djibouti, the Somali Transitional Federal Government and the Opposition Alliance for the Reliberation of Somalia initialed a peace and reconciliation agreement that Foreign Minister Ali Ahmed Jama says he hopes both parties will sign within the next 2 weeks in Saudi Arabia. But one factor that could jeopardize the peace deal is a change in leadership of the opposition. A hardline Islamist has taken over as head of Somalia's exiled opposition movement, pushing out a relative moderate who participated in the Djibouti talks. Jama says his government is fully committed to implementing its obligations under the Djibouti agreement, and it expects the ARS to meet their commitments as well. He said this would open the way to a climate conducive to the United Nations sending troops to Somalia, leading to the exit of Ethiopian forces that have been in Somalia at the government's invitation since 2006.
In this context, we hope that we are all in agreement that if the Security Council authorizes the deployment of a United Nations International Stabilization Force without delay, we will have ample reasons to believe that the 17-year-old agony of the Somali people will draw to an end.
The Somali foreign minister says he has had encouraging talks with UN member states about their contributing troops to such a force, and that at the recent AU summit in Sharm el-Sheikh, many states came forward with offers to help, but he would not say who had shown a willingness to participate. UN Special Representative for Somalia, Amadou Ould Abdallah, told the Council that it is time for them to take bold, decisive, and fast action.
For their part, the Somali have started working together, and today the ball is in the court of international community. We need to act quickly.
He said there are three main options for Somalia. One would be to change the role of the current African Union force known as AMISOM to a UN force and improve its capabilities. The second option would be to deploy an international stabilization force, and the third option would be for the Security Council to authorize a UN peacekeeping force. U.S. Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad questioned whether the political process could move forward in the face of the deteriorating security and humanitarian situations. He said the Council needs to look at the whole range of options and has asked the UN Secretariat to provide them with some planning ideas by August 15th.
Then, based on that planning and looking at the options, there can be a serious discussion. So far, the discussions in the Council are a bit theoretical. It's abstract because we don't have concrete plans to evaluate, to respond, to judge.
He said he thinks Council members are coming around to the idea that they need to do something, but they have not yet decided what the best course of action should be. Somalia has been without a real government for nearly 20 years. The UN says today more than 3 million Somalis live in exile, and nearly a million more are displaced as the violence continues. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.